Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by Mark Drugs, who specialise in the custom compounding of medications, assuring that the client gets the proper prescriptions for their unique needs and conditions. They work with practitioners, integrating knowledge and treatment of experts to create comprehensive health plans. Visit markdrugs.com or call Roselle 630 529 3400 or Deerfield 847 419 9898. Today my guest is Dr. Sylvia Panich, who's a board-certified internal medicine, functional medicine practitioner, acupuncturist, and certified in homeopathy. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I know that you use LDN now for Alzheimer's, but can you tell us all the vast experience you've had to date in medicine?
As with the use of LDN, you're saying?
No, or just your background as a doctor.
Oh, my God, sure. I, as some of you might sense my accent, I am originally from Argentina, and I came to United States. I practiced in Chicago in 1979. I've been my training program at Mount Sinai Hospital in Chicago, and did a lot of postgraduate training after that. Initially, I was, I said before, I was trained mainstream, and I didn't realize the beautiful world that is out there waiting for me to conquer, basically. And it was accidental. Accidentally, I received a flyer from a course that was happening in a state nearby here, Indiana. There was a course given by herbalists about herbs and in healthcare. And I said, what? Herbs? I never heard about herbs being used for medical conditions. So it was like an unbelievable experience, you know, the whole weekend talking about all sorts of herbs and how wonderful they are and how we can minimize the use of prescriptions. So to me, it was the first step into this amazing journey that I'm in now, which, like I said, I can never turn around. I can never be the kind of doctor I used to be, because people are getting so much better when you really step outside the rigid healthcare system that is not happening only in America, but I'm sure in many parts of the world. And then you start being, you know, looking into more a holistic approach, thinking about not only the body, which is the only thing that mainstream medicine focus on, but the spiritual, the mental, the emotional, because we have to take care of the body as a unit. So one thing linked to another, and then I ran into also, I think God is on my side, so I found out about functional medicine, which has been a godsend to me, and that opened my eyes even further when I was looking how to, you know, kind of approach the patients using a roadmap, looking into every single system, what we call system biology, and not only looking into the chief complaint, which is usually not the real cause of all these other imbalances, looking into how they detoxify, their state of mind, their digestion, the mitochondria, their immune system, the toxicity. So in other words, we look into functional medicine and we look at pretty much everything. And that led me into learning about memory loss, because that's one of the courses through the Institute of Functional Medicine here in the States. we learn about Dr. Bredesen. And Dr. Dale Bredesen wrote this amazing book called The End of Alzheimer's. So that got me really fascinated and looking to brain and, you know, and how these patients are being pretty much, how can I say it, sent home with a horrible diagnosis, and there is nothing else that they tell. They said, you know, this is your MRI, this is all the psychiatric testing or all these psychological evaluation, and you have Alzheimer's, and blah, 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 and that's it, and they are out the door. So I got trained under Dr. Dale Bredesen, and I realized that there is so little being done outside mainstream medicine as far as Alzheimer's is concerned, that I said, I'm going to be one of the people that I'm going to get these people better. So now I have a fairly big population of patients that come through Dr. Dale Bredesen Center in the West Coast in California, and they come to me seeking to improve their brain. Most of my patients that come, and I'm so happy about that because I think I can help them more, have pretty much even maybe minor cognitive decline, you know, mild, you know, cognitive decline, or they have a strong family history, and they want to make sure they are not one of those casualties. So there is so much hope, there is so much possibilities when you take the same roadmap of functional medicine and, you know, instead of isolating the brain like one unit, you said, okay, but the brain is connected to the gut, and the gut is connected to the immune system, and the immune system affects the cardiovascular system and the endocrine system and blah, 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 blah. So we cannot just take a patient's chief complaint and, you know, put it in a little box and just look into that and forget that we are holy, you know, with our whole body needs to be addressed. And now taking a step further, I'm looking into now LDN and brain issues, because there is now, we think it's a new condition that might cause Alzheimer or, you know, cognitive decline, which is autoimmune. And we know that LDN in particularly is a wonderful addition to the armamentarium when we look into the immune system. So now, you know, briefly talking to Linda, I mentioned to her there is a lab in the States. I'm not so sure if it's available in other parts of the world, but it's a lab that I use. It's a simple blood test where we measure antibodies against the brain. So when we find, and we do find lots of antibodies that are working against the brain, you know, I'm really thinking about using LDN much more aggressively with those people, because I know now we know there is an autoimmune component of not only cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, all those neurodegenerative diseases, but also mental disorders like attention deficit disorders and depression, you know, and anxiety, depression, OCD, all sorts of things. So I think the world is changing so fast, and medicine, when you are in the right side of medicine, I should say, which I think we should all be learning this stuff, is changing so fast, you know, and it's, unless you really are, one thing that I think I am very blessed to have, one of my, I mean, I have bad traits too, we all have, but one of my good traits is I'm very curious. And I think curiosity is a key factor in being a good doctor. Because if you're not curious, if you really want to keep on practicing medicine the way you practiced 20 years ago, because you're tired, you're bored, you burned out, you know, you'll never get better. So I am curious. I'm always want to improve myself, to better myself, because the more I know, the more I better myself, I think my patients will benefit. So I don't know if I said everything. I don't know, Linda, well, you have any.
You know, that's absolutely amazing, because, I mean, you get people with
Parkinson's, as you mentioned there,
yes,
and mental illness. There is very little that the medical profession can offer these people. And the feeling of helplessness, I mean, I have MS, and when I was told there was nothing more that could be done for me, and you know that it's only going to get worse from there on, it's devastating. It is truly, truly devastating.
It's devastating. And if I may add, you know, one of the things that mainstream medicine doesn't address enough is gluten sensitivity. It is poor. Is the health of your gut, you know. We say in functional medicine, and even though these very old healers always said health starts in the gut, you know. Mm-hmm. If we don't address gut issues thoroughly, we will never get better. And talking about, so autoimmune diseases, there's no question. 80% of the immune system comes from the gut. If you have a sick gut, how in the world are we going to help the immune system? Mm-hmm. A lot of the serotonin and dopamine and B vitamins, et cetera, is made by our good bacteria. So if you have what we call the microbiome, and that's the new field in medicine that is exploding, because we realize the bugs, the good bugs that we have in the gut, they are controlling ourselves. These good microbes that we have in the gut have a lot more genes than our human genes. So somebody jokingly said, our good bacteria is controlling us, you know, instead of us controlling the good bacteria. So focus on the gut, you know, it's huge. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you know, a lot of mental disorders, let's talk about depression, anxiety, that I see a lot of people like that. These disorders are that's what I tell my patients. It's a manifestation of something deeper going on, okay? So depression is not an entity. Depression is not a disease. Depression is a manifestation of many, many things. And it's the practitioner's job and responsibility to look into every single possibility and find out what is the cause or this patient's depression. And look how beautiful that sounds. Mm. Because same like with dementia, there is not Alzheimer's and that's it. No, there is many types of dementia. We have dementias from nutritional deficiency. We have dementia from autoimmune deficiency. We have dementia from mold, you know, exposure to mold in your house. We have dementia from metals. We have dementia from pesticides. It's the job of the clinician to start, like I tell my patients, turn every rock upside down and look underneath. What am I missing? What is below the surface? What is, you know, we only look at the tip of the iceberg in mainstream medicine, and that really bothers me so much because there are so many patients that are what I call them walking wounded, that are walking around with so many conditions. And if they would run into the right physician who spent time, a little bit extra knowledge than what they learned, you know, in medical school a long time ago, they'll get better. We won't have so many people suffering so much. So I'm such a passionate, I mean, you can hear in my voice, I'm so passionate about what I do because I feel, you know, I feel angry and frustrated that I belong to a lot of Facebook groups, you know, about dementia, and it's so heartbreaking to see that these people pretty much are so in some way, and I don't want to offend anybody, but it's not their fault. I think it's the healthcare system. They become so passive and accepting that that's what they have, and they are not, in some way, I feel like some people gave them the notion that why fight, you know, why, you know, just give up. Might as well let, you know, spin yourself out of control. You know, that's kind of how I feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That nobody's giving them the hope. Nobody's telling them, you know, look at this, look at that. What are you doing? What's your nutrition? Are you eating inflammatory foods? Do you lack, you know, nutrition? Do you take all these terrible medications? I mean, are you taking too many medications, you know? I am a very lean in some way idea about the less the better.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, the first thing that I do when patients come, I start, you know, getting rid of a lot of the medications. Of course, some of the medications, I can't do that right away because they've been taking them for so long that I'm not willing to patients to have, you know, like, you know, get sicker.
Mm-hmm.
But I address each medication very seriously, and I question, and it's interesting, many times patients have no idea why they're taking the medication they're on. I say, wait a minute, didn't they explain you why you're taking this and why they're taking that? They don't know. So that drives me crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I take every, you know, so in other words, you really look at the body, you know, as a whole. You just kind of isolate, oh, they have depression, take this pill. Oh, I have heartburns, take this Prilosec or Omeprazole, whatever they call it. In other places, take, you know, you have a rash, let me give you steroids. You have this, is the body is not individual compartments, okay? The body is a whole, and there is everything is connected. Everything is connected. So we cannot, I think the one of the bigger problems in medicine has become the sub-specialization of medicine. So, and nobody talks to each other. So endocrinologist doesn't talk to the GI person. The GI person doesn't talk to the cardiologist. And the poor patients are walking around with, you know, bags of medications, and nobody's talking to each other. And there's a lot of interactions between medications. So we got to address that issue too.
Mm.
So, yes, it's not easy.
Well, it's amazing.
I love the challenge.
I mean, you don't like people taking a lot of medications, but there are some people, fibromyalgia comes to mind, where they can, some of these people can take 14, 21 different medications. But of course,
yeah,
all medications, if you read the leaflets, it has possible side effects at the bottom.
For sure.
But then once you get a pyramid of medication, the chances of getting side effects obviously increases. And then suddenly you've got this side effect from the medication. And what do the doctors do? They give you another medication to combat the side effects for all the other medications. And I find that scary.
It's so scary. And you know what I tell my patients? Let's say, let's talk about an antidepressant, you know, and kind of, it's a joke. I said, you don't have a Prozac deficiency, okay? It's not like you have, let's say, a B12 deficiency. That I can get. And if you have, let's say, a B12 deficiency, you can definitely have memory loss. You can have fatigue. You can have depression and so on. So, I mean, it's kind of a little joke. But I said, you don't have a Prozac deficiency. Let's look at what is the nutrition or what is deficient or excess that you have. And let's look into that. And I always tell my patients, when you take a medication, it's not a free ride, okay? And that's exactly what you said. We have a list. I mean, I have a list of all, I wouldn't say all, but many medications. And what are the nutrient depletions those medications cause? I mean, it's well known that antidepressants cause some nutritional deficiencies. The medications that people use for their digestion, like what we call omeprazole, proton pump inhibitors, you know, all different names in different parts of the world, those cause big time B12 deficiency. They deplete your hydrochloric acid. Every medication that you take, you pay a price, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No question. Not if you're right. When supplements, you know, of course, mainstream medicine is going to, you know, start arguing that supplements also cause problems. Well, yes and no. If you take too much of a good thing, it's also a problem, you know. But the reality, I don't know too many people that are overdosing on B12 or they're overdosing on vitamin 6 or they're overdosing in omega-3 fatty acids. I don't know any. I know plenty of people who have overdosed with a lot of medications that are being prescribed, and they are costly, you know, they're extremely costly. But the main thing that causes side effects, and many times, because doctors don't talk to each other, there's a lot of drug interactions, you know, and sometimes they are not being addressed properly. So Yeah, I'm not very fond of prescription medications. I'm some kind of a black sheep.
Yeah, but could you just explain to our listeners, and there are many people that haven't done the homework and are not aware of it, but high doses of steroids over a long period of time, I mean, what can that potentially do to you?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so long-term use of steroids is tremendously detrimental to your health. First of all, the longer you are taking steroid medications, the harder it's going to be to go off. Okay, that's number one thing. Many times, steroid medications are totally unnecessary. Okay, sometimes they're necessary, but most of the time they are not. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of possibilities. First, like I said before, find out what's the cause that the doctor gave them the steroids. So steroids can cause diabetes. Steroids will depress your immune system. Steroids will mess up with your gastrointestinal tract. Steroids will lower your potassium and can cause high blood pressure. Steroids will cause potentially something we call Cushing's syndrome. Cushing is an excess of steroids that unfortunately some patients really need to be on, where you get moon face, you gain weight, you start, you know, your skin breaks down, you know, you damage your joints. Steroids can change, you know, like the thickness of your blood vessels, and then you can bleed more easily. Like I said, you are more prone to develop all sorts of really very scary infections, pneumonias. They deplete your immune system, like I said before. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. And you can't, you know, and the alternative, you know, like I said, there are situations where you cannot avoid it, but I think steroids are overprescribed, and nobody thinks about the consequences of somebody being on steroids for long periods of time. And then patients are stuck. They're taking steroid medications because that is very, very hard to wean them off when they've been on, even on a low dose, in a very low dose. But, I mean, I forgot to say osteoporosis. They mess up with your female hormones, with your male hormones. They really destroy your bones. So there is an entity that is osteoporosis due to steroid medication. So when we get a patient that's been on steroid medication for a long time, we always want to know what's their bone density, how are their bones looking like, because we know that's a huge risk factor for osteoporosis, which in turn we know breaking bones, fractures, and, you know, all sorts of tragedies. So not a good idea. So LDN might be a really good alternative for people who are taking long-term steroid medications. And I wouldn't tell somebody to stop them cold turkey ever, never. And the reason is, the longer you've been taking steroid medications, the more chances you have shut down an organ, which is very little being spoken in mainstream medicine, which is what we call your adrenals, okay? Your adrenals are some little glands that sit on top of your kidneys, okay? So those adrenals have incredible functions. They make cortisol, which is your natural, quote-unquote, steroid, and they make aldosterone, which is a hormone that regulates your blood pressure. They make estrogens, they make testosterone, they make DHEA. So in other words, the adrenals have very significant functions in the body. So when you have been on steroids for long periods of time, your body senses that, why bother if I'm getting an external source of steroids? So it kind of shuts down the production of cortisol. So when the patient abruptly stops the steroid medication they've been prescribed, you go in what we call an adrenal crisis, and you can die from that. There is a condition called Addison's disease that is the opposite pole as Cushing disease, which is there when, you know, your face gets rounded, you gain weight, you get stomach fat and stuff like that. So it's the totally opposite. And I had a patient that, I don't know what happened, the kidney specialist that I referred her to, I don't know how she could have done that. That happened only once in all these years of my career. She stopped this patient's steroid medication abruptly. Thank God this patient came to me and I asked her what she's taking, and all her symptoms were very suggestive, and boy, she almost died. So that was the only time I saw something like that, but it's a very potential, very life-threatening complication of somebody who is on steroids, and for whatever the patient stops taking it or somebody tells them. And let me add something very important. When somebody's taking long-term steroid medication, it's crucial that you mention that to the doctor. Let's say you're going for surgery. Let's say you are in a car accident, whatever. You are under somebody else's care, you travel, whatever. So you got to tell those people. And some patients use these bracelets where they warn the healthcare system that they've been on steroids. So because if for whatever reason somebody forgets to renew the prescription, then you can go in shock. Or if you have, let's say, an overwhelming infection, God forbid, or you go through surgery, the needs of the steroid are going to increase. So somebody has to be very careful and making sure the patient doesn't become like a relative insufficiency of the steroids, because your body now is in such a high demand that if you were taking 10 milligrams for 10 years or 20 years, now you might need 20 because the needs have increased dramatically. But to avoid all these problems that we just talked about, make sure whoever is prescribing your steroids, you said, it's an alternative. What am I getting them for? Can I eventually go off? I need to take? And just mention, I know this is potentially a very dangerous medication, unless, I want to reiterate, there's no other choice. And for some patients, it's life-saving. So I can argue that situation. I hope, Linda, that I covered enough of that.
Yeah, that was amazing. So for our listeners, should they want to come and see you, do you have a waiting list?
Not so long. I have some other practitioners that work with me. So, no, I would say maybe 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. At the most 3 weeks, I'll be more than happy to help whoever, needs help, because it's my passion, it's my, I think God puts us in this earth for a reason. And I'm going to tell you a short story. Yesterday I happened to go to a theater here in Chicago, and I had no idea. It's called The Father, and it's an amazing, and I think it's a French play translated into English. And I didn't know it was about a guy, unfortunately, an older man, just declining from Alzheimer's. I was in the audience. I was like, oh, my God, and I said, my mission is to get these people better. It's like I was in the audience. I said, oh, my God, it was so devastating to sit in the theater, the suffering, the pain, not only the person that is aware that is going downhill, but the family, and I see it all the time, the impact of any kind of, not only Alzheimer's, but pretty much any chronic illness, the impact that has. Because when I feel like, and it took me about 20 years to realize that, a little long, but one day I was at a parking lot and I said, wait a minute, when I help one patient, I'm helping the whole family, the whole environment that this patient is at. It's not only, it's kind of a domino effect, And mm-hmm. I didn't realize until way into my practice, but I said, if I help one patient, I'm going to help their spouses, their children, their grandchildren, their coworkers, because, it's really hard to deal with people that are chronically sick. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's my passion and my mission, to get people better. And I always tell my patients, I can't promise you anything, but I'm going to promise you that I'll do anything and everything I can to get you better, because that's what I keep on studying all the time. I mean, I my weekends. I usually learning, taking courses, going to meetings. I mean, I whatever. But because I think it's so much out there, and I want to better myself every day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, we've run out of time. Your website details will be on the video there. But thank you very much for being with us today and for being so passionate about good health.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you so much. And like I said, if anybody wants to reach me, would you be able to forward that information to them?
Yes. Yeah. If anybody wants to send you a message, I will forward it to you.
Please.
Thank you.
I would love to talk to anybody, even though a brief, conversation on the phone, no obligations for anything. But if I can guide anybody in the route, the right way, it'll be my pleasure. Okay?
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda. Anytime. I appreciate it. Thank you for letting me do this. I appreciate it. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
This show is sponsored by Mark Drugs, who specialise in the custom compounding of medications, assuring that the client gets the proper prescriptions for their unique needs and conditions. They work with practitioners, integrating knowledge and treatment of experts to create comprehensive health plans. Visit markdrugs.com or call Roselle 630-529-3400 or Deerfield 847-419-9898. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.